You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, you might think this stretch of cold weather means it's safe to go out on the ice in most of our lakes and rivers, but it's not always that simple. We'll go over some winter safety tips with a DNR warden. First, the Red Cross announced last week that it would no longer send fire response teams to houses in some parts of Milwaukee. 10 Milwaukee zip codes cutting through the central city would stop receiving on-site services, according to the new Red Cross policy. Instead, they would have meetup places at places like police stations. The decision raised concerns for some city officials, and in a press conference earlier this afternoon, Mayor Tom Barrett and the Red Cross announced it would no longer enforce that new policy. 7th District Alderman Khalif Rainey has spoken out against the policy, which he believed could disproportionately affect people of color. He joins us now. Alderman Rainey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on this issue.
So the Red Cross changed course, but what was your initial reaction when you heard this new policy rolled out last week?
Well, it was quite disheartening to hear that the Red Cross decided to change its delivery model and would no longer provide, you know, the service that's desperately needed when individuals are experiencing what could possibly be the worst experience of their life. So considering that I have several zip codes that will be impacted, the 53206, 53216, 53209, 53210, and 53218, you know, I felt compelled to speak out, you know, on this particular issue. It was really speaking to classic redlining.
Yeah, talk more about that. In a statement, you said this is a slap in the face and it would disproportionately affect people of color. Can you talk about that?
Well, those zip codes I just mentioned are, you know, predominantly African-American zip codes. And the others that were in the city of Milwaukee were on the south side where we have a large Hispanic population. But more importantly than simply, a racial discrimination, it was really speaking to a class issue where individuals who may be middle class or living in poverty, the Red Cross decided that they no longer were going to provide necessary services to these people and family. So that was very disturbing, and you know, I felt it was necessary to speak out against it.
Some of your fellow people on the city council had said it looked like the Red Cross was calling inner city Milwaukee unsafe, and Red Cross Regional Chief Executive Officer Patty Flowers had told reporters that safety had been part of the decision. Here's a listen.
I'm always looking at safety for everyone involved, so that's always a factor. But again, this is where the majority of our fires are, in the Milwaukee County area, and so that's why we're targeting those areas right now.
So that's where most of the fires were. The Red Cross was going to tell fire victims to meet them at police stations or the Red Cross headquarters instead so they could be at a safe and warm place. Was that potentially a good compromise?
I mean, considering that, you know, there's a strife in the relationship between African-Americans in our local police department, you know, not even here, just simply the city of Milwaukee, but in this country, you know, I think that that's problematic, you know, considering the transportation issues that may be involved as well, you know, for a family to be wrapped up in a blanket, stand on the bus stop if they have bus fare to get to the police department. I think that that's extremely problematic. And furthermore, there is no documentation that speaks to any harm being done to any Red Cross volunteers. So that was never produced. I never saw anything that, you know, highlighted that there were safety issues for those who volunteered for the Red Cross.
Talking to Milwaukee Alderman Khalif Rainey about the Red Cross policy in Milwaukee. They had last week announced that they would no longer be dispatching volunteers to the scenes of fires and other incidents, but rather having victims meet up with Red Cross volunteers at selected designated locations. That just earlier this afternoon was reversed. Alderman Rainey, another concern that the Red Cross had raised was, hey, we're having a hard time getting enough volunteers. This is just a more efficient way for us to use them. We might be going to this model in other communities in the Milwaukee area. Already in rural areas, they don't have the resources to get people on the scene. So it's a matter maybe of just not having enough volunteers.
Well, I think that if the issue is a lack of volunteers, I think the original call by the Red Cross should have been to request additional volunteers to reach out to the community, specifically within these zip codes, and actually provide some training for those who are interested and make them prepared to respond to these crises. Just saying that we're going to discontinue the service, I think that that was, you know, again, a slap in the face to the people who live in these neighborhoods, and I think it was a poor decision by the Red Cross. I'm I'm thankful that they decided to change their course.
So now that the course has been changed, Alderman Rainey, do you see an opportunity maybe for a coordinated effort between an alderperson like yourself, people in the community, and the Red Cross to try to solve these problems together?
Indeed. I think it's an opportunity now for the Red Cross to host some public listening sessions. You know, I would have wished they did that initially, because now, you know, we may have individuals who no longer want to support the Red Cross. But I do see a gap, a void that's needed to be filled. Maybe it's an opportunity for some additional people to get out there and be involved and provide this type of service if the Red Cross feels they're too far stretched.
And do you see maybe, now that this is happening, people in your community, whether it's through the Red Cross or otherwise, getting interested in volunteering to do this kind of work?
Well, I think that, you know, this particular concern has highlighted a need, you know, whether it's for volunteers of the Red Cross or just indeed for the members of our community to step up and take on this and respond to these type of situations, not only these type of situations, but many other situations that are occurring in our community. I hope that it calls for, you know, our neighbors to get out there and get more active. You know, I wish, again, the Red Cross would have initially made that call. You know, I would certainly have stood side by side with them and said, hey, let's get more volunteers to come out and do these services. But I think now the conversation is on the table, and hopefully it's not the end of it, but just the beginning.
We'll leave it there. Alderman Rainey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you. Take care.
You too. That's Khalif Rainey, Alderman for Milwaukee's 7th District.